We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And today we welcome Dr. Arvind Vinkhet, who is Allegheny Health Network emergency medicine physician and pediatric visits, as well as others, to the emergency facilities down due to COVID-19, because in part of people's concern of going anywhere near a hospital. Doc, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's start by, as an emergency physician, you have received both parts of the vaccine already, correct?
I have.
Just curious, does that make you feel kind of like you're impervious to COVID?
I feel grateful that I have this protection, and I'm ready for my patients and our community to have the same protection. So I'd encourage everyone to get the vaccine when their turn comes up.
Okay, but you still do the social distancing, still wear the mask. And did you have any adverse reaction after the second dose was administered?
So I absolutely wear a mask and still practice social distancing. I had some mild muscle aches, and that's really it. And it was very treatable with a dose of ibuprofen. And by the day after, I pretty much felt back to normal.
And because of where we are in the COVID, you know, it's we're weighing that. The rest of us are hoping to get the vaccine, those of us that are willing to take it. And there's a majority of people, but there's still a substantial number of people who don't want to or have great concerns about it. That said, people are very reluctant to go anywhere near a hospital for everything else, even for emergency visits. Is that what you're encountering right now?
So we've definitely seen that. I'm a clinical researcher, and we've done research on the impact of the COVID pandemic on emergency department care in general. And what we found, like you said, is that visits are down, and it's likely a combination of two things. One is that people aren't doing activities that may result in the need for emergency care. And that's certainly the case with kids who are not in school and not doing sports, and so may not be getting typical infections and injuries. But it's also, like you said, that people are scared to come to the emergency department. And that in and of itself can be dangerous. If you have a serious condition, the emergency department is the location where you're going to be able to get safe and effective and timely care. And if you delay that care for yourself or for your children, then that can result in really devastating consequences. Delays in care and are not having the ability to address the problem you have.
Yeah, in a recent article that you wrote, you noted that upper respiratory infections and flu cases for emergency pediatric visits dropped 84%, and arm fractures for kids dropped 43%, open head wounds 31% drop. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, those are all conditions that we saw a drop, and they dropped a lot more than what we saw in the adult population. And so again, those are largely a function, in my opinion, of kids not being kids, not doing the things they normally do. In the same article, we saw that serious pediatric conditions also fell in their presentation to the emergency department. And that is a totally different story. When we're talking about conditions that are serious, those are going to happen regardless of whether kids are walking around and talking with other kids or not. So that likely is a function of fear of coming to the emergency department.
We're with Dr. Arvind Vinkhet, who is with Allegheny Health Network Emergency Medicine. Curious, Doc, that said, when people do come, how can you make them feel more comfortable about what protocols they will encounter and that you're doing what you can to ensure everybody's safety from the get-go?
We know a lot more about the COVID-19 virus than we did at the beginning of all of this. We understand how it's transmitted. We understand how people get the disease and what symptoms people have and how to protect ourselves. So emergency departments are actually one of the safest places to come in this pandemic. We have the equipment to protect you, your family, and the healthcare personnel. We have the equipment to evaluate you and the testing to evaluate you and treat you. And as emergency departments, we are there 24/7 for anyone with any condition at any time. We do continue to have restrictions on visits, but if a child is coming in for treatment to the emergency department, their parent and guardian are allowed to be there with them. And so this is a circumstance where people understandably have fears, but the healthcare system has come a long way from the spring.
And speaking of coming a long way, the vaccines for COVID-19, they really came along very quickly. How on earth were they developed in 9 or 10 months?
That's a great question. And there are three important reasons why this came together quickly. The first is that the technology for these vaccines have been in development for almost 3 decades. It's really a triumph of basic science research that we had a technology that had been under development that was mature at the same time the pandemic emerged. So this did not come together as quickly as people think. The second reason is that both government and industry have put resources into one scientific area, COVID-19, unlike any other period in my lifetime, and that is going to result in successes when you put all your resources into one focus. Lastly, and this is an unfortunate reason, but it's true, when we're testing vaccines clinically, one of the biggest barriers is how do you tell that it's working if the disease is rare? Well, COVID-19 is not rare. It is spreading, unfortunately, very quickly. And so when you're testing a vaccine, you can pretty rapidly see that it's effective between those who got the vaccine and those who didn't, because those who didn't are still going to be exposed quite a bit to the risk of illness, while those who got the vaccine, assuming it's working, will be protected. And you can see that pretty quickly. So that's how it came together so well.
And currently the two vaccines, Pfizer was first, followed closely by Moderna, both two-shot vaccines. And you tell us that there is a Johnson & Johnson vaccine that should be coming out that's a one-shot. When do you anticipate that might be available?
Well, what I will say is I hope that is successful. Johnson & Johnson is still doing their clinical trials, and it's very important that we allow that clinical trial to come to its conclusion. None of us want to get a vaccine that has not been proven safe and effective. But if the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is safe and effective, and we'll hopefully know that in the next couple weeks, maybe as long as a month, the great advantage of that is that their vaccine only requires one injection, while the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines require 2 injections.
Well, we appreciate your expertise and being on the front lines. Please thank all of your colleagues for all of us through this COVID-19 pandemic.
Thank you so much and stay safe.
Dr. Arvind Venkat, who is an emergency medicine physician, brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, 412 Doctors. Always a great resource.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.